from Community Public Radio, this is a special report from the CPR Newsroom. In New York, I'm Don DeBar. As the bombs are again raining down on the people of Yemen from American aircraft flown by Saudi pilots under the command, control, and maintenance of the U.S. military, a group of international peace and justice activists are aboard a ship headed to that impoverished country with much-needed relief. Among that group is an American activist and journalist, Caleb Maupin. We spoke with him via Skype early Saturday from aboard the Iran Shahid rescue ship in the Gulf of Aden.
I'm on board of the Iran Shahid. We're in the Persian Gulf, about to enter the Gulf of Aden. And this is a peaceful humanitarian mission set up by the Red Crescent Society of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And we are trying to deliver over 2,500 tons of medical aid to the people of Yemen. There's medical aid as well as flour, water, and other supplies that they're desperately in need of because they're being bombed by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We found out just today the ceasefire has ended, and that the Saudis, not only are they bombing civilian targets like hospitals and schools, they're using white phosphorus, which is a chemical weapon. It's in the form of a white powder that burns the skin. It's just really horrendous what the Saudi government is doing, and the U.S. government is backing the Saudis in doing it, and the U.S. government is also refueling the Saudi airplanes as they attack Yemen, and they're refueling them. So we very much want to get this aid to the people of Yemen. This is a purely peaceful humanitarian mission. The Red Crescent Society, which is recognized by the United Nations, and we want this aid to get to the people of Yemen so that they can be relieved of their suffering. So many people have died. I've heard that at least 4,000 people are already dead as a result of the Saudi bombing campaign.
The U.S. is providing, aside from helping them fuel those things and, of course, selling them the equipment in the first place, they're also providing the command and control, satellite data, and all of that, right?
Right. And then they make one or two condemnatory statements, saying, oh, the Saudis are being really vicious or something like that. And then they act as if then they don't bear any complicity or any responsibility. But what the Saudis are doing in Yemen is absolutely sponsored, supported, backed by the U.S. government. The U.S. government is completely involved in this ruthless criminal attack on the people of Yemen.
Have you heard any reports while you were in Iran about, firsthand reports about the conditions that the Yemeni people are facing?
Well, the most important thing to remember about this whole situation is that the U.S. media, they're trying to play it up as this is some kind of fight between the Sunnis and the Shias. But in reality, what's going on, this is the struggle of the Yemeni people for democracy and independence. The previous president, Hadi Mansour, he was not a democratically elected leader. He ran an election in which he was the only candidate. He ran unopposed. That was not a democratic election in any sense of the word. That was purely a staged election. And the people of Yemen have risen up. There's a coalition with the Ansar Allah movement is in coalition with all kinds of other forces from throughout the country, and they are fighting for democracy and independence of their country. And the reality is that Yemen has a vast untapped oil resources. I mean, there's huge oil resources in Yemen that have been untapped. And the U.S. is really afraid that something like what happened in Venezuela, where they had an independent government using the oil resources to build up the country and develop, they're really afraid that something like that may happen in Yemen, that people may be able to carve out their independence and develop independently. And that's what the U.S. is trying to suppress in Yemen. And the U.S., aligned with the Saudi regime, is basically bombing and destroying Yemen because they don't want it to break free and start developing itself. They want it to remain one of the poorest countries in the Middle East, the poorest country in the Middle East, from what I understand.
And as far as the rebellion goes, as a matter of fact, the coalition consists of both Shia and Sunni Muslims, correct?
Exactly. Sunnis, Shias, and secularists. This is not a religious war. This is a war for independence. This is a battle for democracy by the Yemeni people who are just trying to break free. They don't want to be under the dominion of Wall Street and the Saudi regime any longer. They want their independence.
Yeah, in terms of secularists, you're talking even outright Marxists. When Yemen was divided, one of the Yemeni republics was a Marxist regime, wasn't it?
That's my understanding, yes, that the South Yemen was at one point called the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen. I understand that there are some Marxist, secular leftists involved, as well as Baathists. There are some Baathists who are involved in the coalition. It's a very broad coalition, and the Saudi attack has only expanded the coalition. The fact that the Saudis have unleashed such ruthlessness, people who before were maybe hostile to this coalition now have joined with them. Over 342,000 people have now joined the People's Militias in Yemen to fight off the Saudi attack. And we've heard reports that Saudi troops, most of which are not from Saudi Arabia, they're from countries like Nepal or the Philippines. They're like, kind of drafted or green card soldiers trying to get their status, their right to live in Saudi Arabia. A lot of them are defecting in big numbers because they don't want to kill the Yemeni people who are united. The basis of the Yemeni revolution has been these popular committees that have kind of sprung up in the process of trying to free the country. What's happening in Yemen is very inspiring. At the same time, the Saudis are unleashing such viciousness down on it, just ruthlessly murdering people. It's a humanitarian crisis what's taking place. Earlier, at the end of April, Iran attempted to deliver humanitarian aid with a jet. And as the jet plane was trying to deliver humanitarian aid to Yemen, the Saudis bombed the airport that it was going to land in, and then attacked this peaceful plane from the Red Crescent Society of Iran with two fighter jets and prevented it from landing in Yemen and providing the people with aid. I mean, it's a crime against humanity. It is a crime. It's a violation of international law under all kinds of places. It violates international law to block the delivery of humanitarian aid. So as we're in the Persian Gulf, entering the Gulf of Aden, we want to deliver our humanitarian aid to the people of Yemen. We're trying to go to Hodeidah, which is a port in Yemen, which is on the western side of the country, and deliver our aid to the people. And we don't want to deliver the aid to Djibouti and let the United Nations deliver it, because we know that the United Nations has been collaborating with the Free Syrian Army, with Al-Qaeda, and with ISIS forces. And we want this aid to go directly to the people of Yemen. We don't want it to go to the forces that are attacking the people in Yemen. We want it to help the people of Yemen. And to do that, we can't trust the United Nations. The Red Crescent Society, an internationally recognized organization, is trying to deliver this aid, and we want it to get through and get to the people.
What can people here do to support your mission?
Spread the word. For some reason, there has been a U.S. media blackout of this. There have been very little reports in U.S. media about this mission. And in addition to that, the U.S. media reports, the few reports there have been, don't mention the fact that it's not just Iranians on this ship, but there's myself from the United States, there's a delegation of peace activists from the United States, Germany, and France aboard this vessel. And this is a really, an international effort to bring aid to the people of Yemen. That's not being reported. U.S. press is just describing an Iranian ship, on its way to Yemen and being very vague and talking about it. Let people know this is a mission of peace, that there are activists on board, and this is an international effort to bring aid to the people of Yemen. And don't let them suppress this story. Let them know what's happening, so that if anything happens, if there's an attempt to block our ship or anything worse, that people know what's actually going on, because already, before anything has happened, U.S. media is already distorting this and trying to not let people know what's really happening aboard this ship. I'm on this ship, there's 50 of us on board. These are deeply religious people, doctors, medical technicians who just want to help the children of Yemen, the women of Yemen, the innocent people of Yemen who are in danger. They want to bring the medical aid, and the world should know about this. Let the world know what's going on aboard the Iran ship. Let people know that we are a mission of peace trying to bring aid to the people of Yemen, and that blocking us is a violation of international law.
What website are you posting updates to so people can continue to follow this?
I've been posting websites on my Facebook. I know that all of the articles that I've been writing as I'm aboard the ship have been posted on iacenter.org, the International Action Center's website. But they've also been posted in various Iranian media places, all kinds of places you can find the statements I'm sending out. But we need to get them on Democracy Now! We need to get this to the mainstream U.S. press, because they're really ignoring what's going on here. They need to be reporting on the facts. And I'm really appreciative of the fact that you and I are able to speak about this. I know this will be on your broadcast, and that shows the power of independent media. Russia Today has also reported on this, as has Press TV, which is very noble.
We'll be following developments with this ship very closely, so check back frequently for any updates. From New York, for Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar. Thanks for listening.